This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil.
And I'm Beth.
Do you love to boogie on down, strut your stuff and throw shapes, Beth? What I mean is, do you like dancing?
Yes, I love to dance. Just listening to the music and letting it move my body. What about you, Neil? Do you often hit the dance floor?
Sometimes, but I'm not a great dancer. To be honest, I get a bit embarrassed. But maybe I shouldn't, because it's been proved that dancing has many physical and mental health benefits, including releasing stress, boosting your mood, or just enjoying a fun night out.
In this programme, we'll be hearing how dancing can benefit our brains and emotions at every stage of life. And as usual, we'll be learning some useful new vocabulary as well.
Of course. Another great thing about dance is that there are so many different styles, from ballet and ballroom dancing to tap, hip-hop and jazz. But my question is about a very unusual style, a traditional English folk dance where performers wearing black hats and colourful waistcoats hit sticks together while moving in patterns. But do you know the name of this unusual dance, Beth? Is it A, the Highland Fling, B, flamenco, or C, Morris dancing?
I think the answer is Morris dancing.
OK, we'll find out later in the programme. Besides Beth, someone else who loves to dance is Julia Ravey, presenter of BBC radio programme Mental Muscle. Here, Julia tells us exactly why she loves dancing so much.
I love nothing more than a night or a day out where I can just dance like no one's business. To me, it's just such a release, and it's something that I definitely rely on to get the stress out of my body. And I now absolutely love to move. Any chance I get, I'll dance. Now, I know everyone's not a fan, because some people can find dancing to be awkward or uncomfortable, and I've seen people who just avoid the dance floor at all costs. But dancing is so good for us and potentially our brains.
Julia can dance like nobody's business, an idiom meaning very well or very quickly. For her, dancing is a release, a way of freeing emotions, feelings, or tension from her body.
Not everyone is the same as Julia, though, and if, like me, the thought of dancing makes you uncomfortable, you might avoid the dance floor at all costs, no matter what happens.
That's a pity, Neil, because the benefits of dancing are huge. Just ask Dr. Peter Lovett, also known as Dr. Dance. Over 4 decades, he's studied how dancing helps improve brain function in everyone from children and adults to older people living with diseases like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. Dr. Lovett's dance therapy involves spontaneous movements, closing your eyes and letting the music move you. It promotes divergent thinking, leading to happier, more creative brains.
So, how can we get more people dancing? That's exactly what Julia Ravey asked Dr. Lovett for BBC radio programme Mental Muscle.
What would you say to the person listening who maybe doesn't dance at all right now, maybe would like to dance a bit more, maybe for them they're still a little bit on the fence about whether they want to dance, how can everyone get a little bit more movement into their daily life?
Okay, so the very first thing to do, I would suggest, is to lay on your bed with your eyes closed and to find a piece of music that you like. Close your eyes and then just hear the beat and feel the rhythm. So think about, where in your body do you feel a twitch?
Julia mentions people who are sitting on the fence, who still haven't decided if they will do something or not, in this case, dance. Dr. Lovett's advice is simple. Get comfortable, close your eyes and listen to some music. Soon you'll feel a twitch, a small, sudden and involuntary movement somewhere in your body. From there, it's only a few steps to dancing.
It seems a dance a day keeps the doctor away. So what do you reckon, Neil? Are you ready to give it a go?
Maybe after I've revealed the answer to my question.
Right. You asked for the name of the traditional English folk dance where dancers wear colourful waistcoats and hit sticks. And I guessed it was Morris dancing?
Well, that was the correct answer, Beth. Morris dancing is the name of the unusual English folk dance, not flamenco, which of course is Spanish, or the Highland fling, which comes from Scotland. Okay, let's recap the vocabulary we've learned, starting with boogie, strut your stuff, throw shapes and hit the dance floor. All modern idioms meaning to dance.
If you do something like nobody's business, you do it very well or very quickly.
A release is the act of freeing emotions, feelings or tension from the body.
If something must be done at all costs, it must be done whatever happens, even if it involves a lot of difficulty, time or effort.
Someone who sits on the fence delays making a decision or choosing one course of action over another.
And finally, a twitch is a sudden jerky movement or spasm in your body, often involuntary. Once again, our 6 minutes are up. Join us again soon for more trending topics and useful vocabulary here at 6 Minute English. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye.
6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.